a snake doctor?
I've heard of snake doctors, but I don't know anything about them.
Some people, I think, call dragonflies snake doctors.
Snake doctors, uh-huh.
One old gentleman, I forget, I think he was somewhere in Arkansas, told me that the reason they were called snake doctors, well, as a matter of fact, before he told me that, he said, now, every time you see a snake doctor, you ought to kill it, because if a snake doctor finds a wounded snake or a sick snake, he'll cure it. So that's why they call him a snake doctor.
No, that's a tale I haven't heard. I haven't heard that tale.
Yes, ma'am.
I told you what Granny told the preacher the other day, didn't I?
No, ma'am.
I did?
I don't think so.
I told it so many times, I feel like I've told it everybody. Well, the preacher went to see an elderly lady. She was in her 90s, and she told this preacher that she'd worked hard all of her life, and she did not see why the good Lord was leaving her here. The preacher told her, says, well, says, Granny, says, the good Lord has something for you to do, or else you wouldn't be left here. Well, she says, I ain't going to do it.
I see.
She was too old for to do anything anymore. I ain't going to do it. So now I hadn't heard about the snake doctor. No.
Well, I just wanted to ask you about that.
No, I haven't heard. I don't know about him.
Well, let me ask you this. Used to, I think, women had one particular chore that they would do on Mondays. They had a lot of, all their dirty clothes.
Oh, yes. Monday wash day, and Tuesday iron, Wednesday scour. Thursday go to see the sick, if there's any. And Friday, well, I don't know what they did on Friday. Saturday, you swept the front yards. Get all the leaves up. Make it clean, look good. Sunday, go to church.
Did you have a bake day?
Well, yeah, I guess that's what that day was I didn't call.
Thursday?
Yeah, we always tried to keep a cake of some sort. Might not have much dress and fancy to it, but it was a cake. We never wanted for... Mother was always working after feeding her little group, serving us.
Let me ask you this. Some houses, these frame houses, the boards on the outside kind of overlap each other like that.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
Lap board, didn't it? Lap board. Wasn't that what that's called?
I've heard that before, yes, ma'am.
Lap board. All I've heard.
I see. And when you were talking about your roof, I meant to ask you, if you had these things right on the side of the roof that carried off the rainwater?
Oh, yes, the gutters. Yeah, gutters. And then in the fall of the year, why, after the leaves all fell, those gutters had to be cleaned out. Because if you didn't, they'd wash down into your downspout and clog it up. And that'd make your gutter overflow and wash away the dirt from your foundation.
I see.
Yes. We had our house always cleaned out every year on O'Neill.
We know some houses had different slopes to the roof and maybe a place where the slopes would meet like that.
Yeah, the V in there.
Mm-hmm.
Have to watch it. And then again, as you said, they'd have that, and when it snowed a certain way, that snow would pile up and it'd get up under that shingle